You are listening to True Fidelity. You're way smarter than you look.
You're listening to True Fidelity, freeing you from the mainstream, your weekly source for independent music, stuff, and things. Because someone's got to do it.
You'll see that there are two. They're falling through the skies, yeah. One for me and one for you.
Your brother's busted BMX is the only way. There's nothing to do here, there's nothing to see, but head on down the chippy or watch daytime TV. Sitting on a dark bench with the boy next door. He's not much of a looker, but he's got a 4x4.
So count your lucky stars, yeah. You'll see that there are two. They're falling through the skies, yeah. One for me and one for you.
We'll be right back.
everybody. Welcome to the True Fidelity Show. My name is Big D.
I'm Laxon.
I'm C. Fry.
Patrick Galactic.
I'm On One.
And Squeezes in the house as well. Welcome to the first episode of the brand new year 2015.
Oh, damn.
You guys feeling older, different?
It sounds like a sci-fi year.
It does.
Doesn't it?
Totally
it
does.
It's just like 2015.
Doobie 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 doobie.
Like, oh, that year will never actually come. It's so far off in the distance.
I'm still pissed because I don't have like the hover car.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people are mad about that, but what we do have is little microchips in our phones.
And our dogs.
That communicate. Like, you can text somebody, bounce it up to a satellite, and then bounce it back to them, and they could be sitting right next to you.
In a nanosecond.
In a nanosecond. Yeah.
Unless you live in North Korea, then things aren't so tight.
We have video phone, too.
Yeah, still some outages over there.
We opened the show with China Davis and their brand new song, Bittersweet Love and Hate, off of Arctic Days, which just got completed. In fact, we're going to have Ben Fuller on the show a couple of weeks, I think. He's going to stop by, chat about that. Cable Street Collective in there with Wasted Hours and Kiss Is Kill. Doing moving, because we are moving into a brand new year. Any resolutions for you guys this year? Anybody talking about anything you shouldn't do, want to do?
I'm going to stick to the same one I do every year. I'm going to quit smoking cigarettes again.
Mm-hmm. How many years are you on that one?
I resolve not to say. No, I don't know. It's a common theme, obviously.
I saw something on Facebook. I thought it was funny. It said, I'm gonna resolve to do in 2015 what I set out to do in 2014, which I had planned in 2013, got set into motion in 2012, which I put down on paper
there
in 2011.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, and I'm gonna be more active in art and music than I have yet to date so far still, so look out.
Yeah, I'll be watching.
I'm going to resolve to quit swearing so much.
Hey.
Beep. Oh.
You're off to a great start, but we have to bleep that now.
Yeah, thanks for welcoming censorship into the show.
You mean I have to bleep that.
Yeah, so anyway.
You know what you did.
We appreciate you being out there listening. I hope everybody made it through New Year's Eve safely, and you guys are ready for some great tunes because we have it. It is time for the featured artist of the week, however. All right, this week, featured artist of the week on the Big True Fidelity Show, The Lonely H, who were from our area.
Love those guys.
Then they moved to Nashville. That was several years ago, probably about 4 or 5 years ago, I think.
What are they up to now?
Still going, doing pretty good. I don't think it's panned out as well as they were hoping, obviously. They do have some new material. Still playing quite a bit. They haven't split up or anything. Probably sharing an apartment.
They have an amazing sound, though.
Eating top ramen. But this is off of their album, Concrete Class. We have singer Out West and the classic Cold Blues. Here they are, The Lonely H.
Give
what the hell are you listening to the radio for? It's True Fidelity. It's on the internet. You can, like, listen to it anywhere. So do that. Anywhere.
Chicks who write revenge songs. And simply telling the truth, and in spite of the death of our infant little trick, in the end I got my music back, and you can suck it.
fell in love. You the one who fell in love. You the one who fell in love. You the one who fell in love.
If you ain't beneficial, then you're artificial. I see you over there, girl. Look at me. Get some more wine.
So I see you over there on that ball up in the air. And you got a new. You're feeling like this shit ain't even fair. Girl, you be dropping and twerking and where you bouncing and lurking. Girl, yeah, I see you.
Oh, yeah, got it.
I see you. So I'm gonna pull on your hair and put your legs in the air. And you gon' fall up on the ground and then you reach for that chair. Cause a nigga not fell, but you the one who fell in love.
Whoa.
And my girl over there trying to touch your soul. And you acting like you don't want to touch. Don't be like that. Girl, you know we cool. We gon' fuck you in my room. And my crew gon' hit you too. And the way you bending over, talking like you did this before. Oh, girl, you about to make a nigga hit you with this stroke. Oh, oh, yeah, we did this for you. This is what you wanted. Now you over there like you just can't hold it.
This is true fidelity. Dip your chip into the nacho cheese of our genius.
I am one right there with Fell in Love. The Shambolic brought us Home Alone with Methadone.
And, Merry Christmas, indeed.
Nico Lorraine doing Feast and Famine. So there you go. True Fidelity show. It's our first show of the brand new year.
We are not on Methadone.
No. No, no, no.
Nope.
Speak for yourself.
I'm Big D. It's good to have you along.
Sorry about that.
On the big show, enough drug talk there, everybody. Let's start clean and sober. Clean and sober, as they say. But we do have some news.
Hello, everybody. This is Voxy, and here's what's going on. So as we have discussed before, the increased demand for vinyl over the last few years, and at the time of this report, and just a couple of days from the new year, at the closing of 2014, vinyl record sales are on pace to reach 8 million copies. That is a 49% increase from 2013 and a 213% increase since the onset of growth began. Beginning in 2008. Although that's still a very small slice of the album's sold pie, this year also marks the year that vinyl demand outgrew vinyl supply. With only 16 well-aged vinyl plants in the U.S., turnaround time for having an album pressed and shipped went from around 7 weeks to 5 months on the average. There are some options outside the U.S. also, but with international shipping costs and times as well as customs delays, it doesn't really boast an improvement in the situation. There was some question if this alone would create a cap for the resurgence in vinyl. The equipment needed to open new pressing plants are rare, old, expensive, and not being built anymore. Would any financial investors be willing to slap some money down on the continued future growth of an audio medium that had already all but reached its grave? Well, add to the list of U.S. vinyl presses number 17 now up and running in Memphis, aptly named Memphis Record Pressing. It's the newest addition to U.S. pressing factories, and it's run by Oxford, Mississippi's Fat Possum Records, home to artists like the Black Keys, Modest Mouse, and Al Green. The plant has a minimum expectation to press 7,000 albums a day on its 9 presses and intends to be pressing close to double that within a year's time. Currently, the largest vinyl plant in the U.S. is Nashville's United Pressing, who pump out approximately 30 to 40,000 records a day. So the 14,000 a day that Memphis Record Pressing hopes to reach is still impressive. However, be assured that they will be filling the orders of their parent label, Fat Possum Records, first, as was the initial intent of the label to reduce their own turnaround and lead times for vinyl demand of their own artists. They say they will be filling orders for a few other companies as well as for some labels off of Sony's Red distribution due to their financial assistance in helping build the new factory when Fat Possum went nearly $400,000 over budget. This is Voxy, turned on and tuned in for TrueFi.
My head. Let's see how many hands we can get out there clapping. We'll be right back.
right, welcome back to the True Fidelity Show, everybody. You just heard the band Riverbend off of their album Sleepwalker with Tell It to a Woman, The Cry. Now I got a, it's capital C, capital R, capital Y with an exclamation mark. So we have to make sure. There's a lot of the cries out here.
Well, and if you're from Tacoma, that could really mean something.
Lots of different things. There's lots of cry bands. Anyway, this band's out of Portland. It's live from the Banana Stand with Sleeping Alone and Sleepy Pilot doing Devil here on the big show. Sleepy first show Pilot. For 2015. Let's go back to the record report. I think it's interesting, this whole notion that there's only 16 whatever plants that are pumping out vinyl.
In the U.S.
In the U.S. Oh, I know, because I but even worldwide, there's not that many.
Right.
I know Tuff Gong still presses their own vinyl, but they don't do anybody else's. And there's a few in England. There's a few around.
Right, right.
But most of them are in the U.S., obviously. And
there's some in Deutschland.
Yes, there are.
Don't forget Deutschland.
But the backlog is crazy. And I know now when I order vinyl, especially if it's a new release, I get a message back saying when it's pressed.
as soon as we see it, man, you'll see it.
We'll send it out to you. And it's usually like 2 months away, you know, a month or two away. So half the time I forget, and then all of a sudden on the porch, you know, I remember.
Yeah, 6 months ago. Hey, it's that Daft Punk record that came out a year ago.
Right, but the cool thing is usually when you buy vinyl, they give you the immediate download.
Right.
So, you know, so you can at least listen to it.
Yep.
Until the
So you're over it by then.
Nope, never over it. Never over it.
No, records are so different.
I think, you know, should more vinyl factories be, you know, put into play, or should more of the labels start their own, you know, invest the money and put it into making vinyl? It's a catch 22 for these guys.
I think it depends. How well do you think indie record store Black Friday did this year? Because I think that's the
year. There's two. There's the Black Friday one, and then there's the regular one.
Well, and that one, the original one, Indie Record Store Day, which I think is in April every year. It does well.
That does amazingly well.
How did the Black Friday do? Because I think
But the releases were awful for the most part, to be honest with you.
The barometer, though, is like they got, I think they've been very careful waiting to see if the bottom drops out of the vinyl craze.
Well, if they go by the Black Friday numbers, they would be idiots, because it was the weakest, and we talked about it on here, I believe. Mm-hmm. It was the weakest Black Friday record store day release I've ever seen.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We kind of made fun of the list.
It was a bunch of like old albums and that were being, you know, reissued. Mm-hmm. And I think David Bowie's was the hottest with he had a 10-inch that had a couple of brand new songs on it. But then it was even, you know, it was weird. It was like Morrissey curates the Ramones, you know.
Yeah.
And then it was like, and then the hottest thing was that cassette tape that came out, the Guardians of the Galaxy cassette.
Right.
My thoughts on this, because, you know, I read about like people that are diehard vinyl fans. It's because the sound, the quality of the sound is better, the warmth and this and that.
No doubt.
And then the people that are diehard, like, oh, you know, they can't stand vinyl because they can't have the pops and the cracking to them. Just make it, it doesn't do it for them.
Turn it over. Like,
well, everyone's got their taste,
sure,
right?
Absolutely.
And vinyl does wear, right? It's limited to
its amount of play.
Yeah.
It's wearing away.
So I think the real appeal for vinyl has more to do with its rarity, in the sense of you're not going to find as many of those as you are pressed on the CD or whatever.
Sure.
And B, the package becoming something of, you know, the artwork and
absolutely,
the whole interactive part of it and everything.
I still think most attractive part of a record
maybe,
to a lot of people.
So maybe whether vinyl lives or dies, maybe it's more to do with artists getting on that bandwagon of offering a unique experience for their listeners.
Because I'll tell you, as a vinyl lover, and you're right, I mean, one of the biggest appeals to me is the packaging. I mean, I love vinyl. I love to listen to it. I love to flip the record and play it, all of that. I think it has a great sound. But I understand that debate.
Yeah.
It's not instantaneous like MP3. You can't shuffle it. You can't go back, whatever. Mm-hmm. I get that. Mm-hmm. But the packaging is awesome. It's art. It's rock and roll art in its finest form. Yeah. And the biggest bummer to me when we hit the whole CD and the MP3 was like digital, you know, the digital packets and stuff, which were just a joke, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think you're right. I think if they can find a happy medium, if vinyl does go down and somehow they can still give you packaging,
right,
it might be a happy medium.
I think we're at the final frontier of like how important, how crucial is the future of a physical product, because
it's very
CDs,
crucial.
CDs and tapes. Well, is it? I mean,
I think it is.
I have a 12
year
old.
We'll take this up in the second hour. We're out of time, everybody. We'll be back. This is the True Fidelity Show. We'll bring this back up in hour number two.
Dear Mainstream, I used to think you were the one for me, but lately I realize how demanding you are, always making me listen to the same music over and over again. You're never spontaneous and so concerned with your advertisers that it's like I don't even exist. Well, I've found someone new. True Fidelity has opened my ears to a whole new world, always surprising and exciting me. True Fidelity knows what I want.